Bob.
Get in the game.
Here we go.
Hello and welcome to the game. I'm John Kurtz, joined by Tyler Dreiling and Mitch Fortner. Today on the show with you until 5:30 once again because of the Royals. Hey, they won a game, 13 hits. How about that? Jabroni of the Week today at 5:25 to put a bow on this show. Between now and then, we're going to open up talking some NBA draft combine. Yeah, usually that's not going to be any kind of a topic around here in May, but Wesley Iwundu is one of the invitees. I'm thrilled for him, but there is also some frustration in this development as well. I'll explain coming up here in the open. A nice little friendly reminder of some good things the Royals have done in the past at 4:30, and we discovered some great, great finds in the sports office today, rummaging through some old folders. Thanks first to Mitch Fortner and then Tyler Dreiling for discovering some of this. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll talk about that at 4:50. 537-1350, 866-776-1350. The phone numbers, if you want to call the show, you can tweet us at the game, KMAN, as well. It's honestly, we have to stop doing some of the research we were doing based on some of our findings right now, which is a little bit disappointing because we were having some fun with it. So we'll try and transition from being very excited about that to talking about Wesley Iwundu and the NBA Draft Combine. But it's weird. It feels weird to be talking about this right now because even though I know that Wesley Iwundu is a legitimate NBA prospect, that never really set in until like the last 2 weeks of the season that it was going to be a legitimate possibility. Bruce Weber since come out and said that half the NBA teams throughout the fall and then the winter came through and stopped by to look at him. So there was more to this that we just didn't realize, I think, throughout the year. But it took the push that he had really the second half of his senior year, I think, for him to really materialize NBA draft hopes. And first and foremost, I will say, I'll be rooting for Wesley Iwundu to get drafted. I hope he has a tremendous combine throughout the week. The combine goes from today until Saturday. I wish him nothing but the best. I think it would be great if he winds up in the NBA as an NBA draft pick, and you'd have a couple Wildcats there in Wesley Iwundu and Roddy Magruder. So I'll go ahead and get that out of the way right now because I know what's about to come here, people will probably read into that I would not actually feel that way. I absolutely feel that way. I said over and over, I've had frustrations with the direction of the program, the coaching staff, but that doesn't mean that I don't like the players. I like the guys here. I think they work hard. I think they respected this coaching staff. I really like the players. Wes definitely falls into that category. However, to me, it's frustrating that it came this late, that this type of development was in Wesley Iwundu, and we didn't really see it materialize until halfway through his senior season. And it just leaves you thinking, what could have been? How much different could things have been had this development come 6 months earlier, a year earlier, just be more steady with the development throughout his process here at K-State? And hey, don't take my word for it. I was going back and listening to Bruce Weber when we interviewed him last week in that whole interview when we touched on Wes. Bruce Weber seems to echo some of those sentiments about Wes, and hey, could this development have just come a little earlier?
I kind of joked with you guys before. I joked with him, you know, why the heck did you wait so long? But, you know, it's better late than never, and his focus was so much better from junior year, about halfway through junior year through, you know, through this year. His focus was better, and it even took a big step during the year.
Yeah, bam, there at the end. There might have been, I'm sure, some, obviously, in the offseason. There was talk about him retooling his jump shot, and we saw that materialize itself throughout the year. But it just really seemed like it, especially at the end of the year after the Oklahoma game, when they hit rock bottom, losing that game by 30 in Norman, that was like Wes all of a sudden felt just the immense, I don't know what you would want to call it, the feeling of this is all coming to a close, I better make the most of this, and just flipped the switch, turned it on, became a step or two better than anything we had ever seen. And to me, I would assume that I can't be alone in having that leave you with a sense of frustration in a way.
But if you're saying that at that point he flipped the switch, isn't that more of a mental thing than a physical thing? I mean, it's not like he suddenly became a much stronger player for the last 3 weeks of the season or became a much better shooter for the last 3 weeks of the season. He had those tools. I mean, he made I believe, 6 3-pointers he made for his entire junior season, and he made 6 3-pointers in the first four games of this past season. Like, he worked on it, and he was better. It's just that he had a real tendency to make mistakes at very poor times in games, especially late in games, and it played into that narrative about K-State not being able to finish out close games. And I think that because of that, you weren't able to see how much better he had become in some of the other areas until late in the year when, by the way, you know, maybe the best game of his entire career against Wake Forest, he is playing like one of the worst defensive teams in the country at that point. And we had talked about that being like his big breakout game. Well, it's not like, you know, you're looking at it in a vacuum and every game is against a solid defensive team.
Well, he did outshine, I thought, John Collins in that game, who's a guy who's also projected a first-round pick, maybe a lottery pick from Wake Forest. Whether it was mental or physical, I think there is a lot of truth to some of it being mental. But to me, that does not, therefore, absolve him from having me be frustrated that the development didn't come sooner. You know, I think that almost makes it more frustrating. If the physical tools were there and some of the physical development was there and it didn't come out because of the mental side of things, that to me makes me, you know, want to scream and shout even more. Like, why couldn't that have happened? What do we do all year? We've been accused of being Dean Wade haters because we get so frustrated with Dean Wade. We would agree that the big problem there is mental, not physical. That doesn't make it any less frustrating. It makes it more frustrating.
Well, who do you have more blame against then for that, though? Is it Wesley Iwundu or Bruce Weber?
It's a good question. I think they both should share in the responsibility. Like, I think if he gets drafted, they both should get about equal parts credit as far as making that happen. And they should also get equal parts blame for the fact that it did not happen sooner, as Bruce Weber would admit and told us legitimately on air just a week ago. You know, if he develops, if he got that fire the beginning of the year, they beat Maryland. Now, he did play pretty well in the Maryland game. But if it makes a difference in one or two of those games, I'll say 1 to 3 of those games in the first two-thirds of the year, we're talking about a totally different senior season. The narrative of the season changes quite a bit. Maybe they don't go through that giant bottoming out that resulted in them losing by 30 at Oklahoma, and all of a sudden the season just takes on a much, much different form. I mean, that's the overwhelming thought that I have like this. You had, you know, you could spin it this way. If he winds up being a first-round draft pick, you had a first-round draft pick. You have this core of sophomores that everybody thinks is great and are all Big 12 caliber. How'd you only make the play-in game?
Well, I'm just not losing too much sleep over it because we're a couple months away from or removed from the end of the season. Regardless of if K-State were able to win a couple more games, I don't think that that would totally turn around how the fans feel about the program right now. It may make a difference on the margins a little bit, but I don't think there'd be anything huge about that. And I'm just happy that we may see Wesley Iwundu get drafted. Not that it would be anything that's huge for the program, but it would be nice. And it's just hard for me to continue to be frustrated about a season that ended a while ago and one that neither of us really thought that it was going to be that special of a season anyway, even going back to when K-State was, you know, 11-0 or 11-1.
And I can understand that. It gets brought back to the forefront, right? Like the Frank Martin thing. You know, I mean, I always felt the same way about Frank Martin, but it just didn't come top of mind until he was out there in the Final Four, out in front of your face again, and that brings it back into you're conscious and what you're thinking about right now. So I have some of the same feelings here. And, you know, it almost brings me back to, and this is a point that I made many a time about Bruce Weber, I think he has been a better recruiter than people give him credit for and also has struggled to maintain and develop players more than people realize. I think people sometimes emphasize the wrong one of those two things. Wesley Wundu is a perfect encapsulation of that. He was a great recruit. This is the type of guy that you need to go get if you're K-State. He was under the radar because he was playing with the Harrison Twins and two can't-miss five-star Kentucky recruits. But he's a very good player once he has developed through 3 or 4 years in your program. This is the type of guy that you need to be getting. But I think there was a struggle there to figure out what buttons to push with Wesley Iwundu until it was almost too late there at the end of his career. But they did figure something out. And the other part that goes along with it is his entire class is the class that left, was not maintained, and did not develop. Because think about do you get this type of development out of Marcus Foster, Nigel Johnson, you know, the rest of the members of that class, had they still been here, then we're talking about a pretty good team.
Well, I think that that's part of the reason that I'm not as frustrated with him not developing as much or developing as soon, because he had so many different hats that he had to wear, and some of those were really positions that he was forced into. He was playing with a totally different team his final 3 years as opposed to his first year. In his junior year, because of K-State's injury problems, he had to play, you know, the point guard position a lot, so playing a little bit out of position at a time when he had not developed his jump shot very much, and so he didn't have that element to his game. I just think that because he was asked to do so many different things, which are faults that you can look at in different areas, it's hard to hold it against him that he didn't put everything together until his senior year, because he just had so many unknowns through the course of his career. At least it seems like that to me.
It's a fair point, and he went through a very trying time with what happened with the rest of those guys in that class, and he was the one, you know, the Lone Ranger that stuck around and that they built around for the next couple of years. So that is true. I think there is a gray area here. It's not black or white. I think there's some blame to go around for him, certainly a lot of blame to go around for the coaching staff, but they did pull it together in time to make the tournament with him, get him his senior year to the NCAA tournament, and put him in position now to be an NBA draft pick. But the nature of a fan, and I think the nature of somebody looking from the outside in, is to always want more, and this in particular does leave me wanting more. But best of luck to Wesley Iwundu. NBA draft combine starts this week. We'll talk a little bit more at 5:10. Is it going to be a big boost to the program if he does get drafted? Does it matter a la the draft streak with the football program, which we think matters a whole heck of a lot? That's at 5:10. Coming up, the Royals may be struggling, but we tap into some good Royals memories. You're listening to The Game.